Blog Talk Radio.
As a parent, your child's safety is your top priority. Protect Your Children understands. That's why they provide a wide range of free online resources, including in-depth protection guidelines, zip code predator searches, video tutorials, and more to help you protect your children from predators online and off. Don't leave anything to chance. The resources you need to keep your children safe are easily available and they're free. Visit protectyourchildren.org to find the tools you need to protect your kids. That's protectyourchildren.org.
All right, welcome to the Protect Your Children radio show. We are glad that you are here. And as that nice lady said, yes, check out protectyourchildren.org. That is the website for the organization, protectyourchildren.org. So we got a great show lined up for you tonight. And for those of you out there listening, we are thankful for you. We are thankful for the ones that are listening to the podcast and the ones that are sharing links and liking and retweeting. Everybody is doing their part. And we're reaching a lot of people, and we're very thankful for that. And if you'd like to call into the show tonight, you can do that. The number is 563-999-3645. 563-999-3645. The number is also in the chat. There is a live chat open right now. You can join in on the chat as well. And tonight we got, we got Valentine's Day right around the corner, or for those single people, it's Single Persons Awareness Day. There we go. Can't forget about the single peeps. And so tonight, our topic of teaching a little bit later is going to be teaching how to teach children what true love is and what it's not, so they will be safe from predators. And you'd say, well, what has that got to do with it? Well, a lot of predators will try to convince young kids that love is sex and that what they're doing is love. And of course, it is not. And we're going to get into how you can explain that to your children in a way that they can understand. So as mentioned before, the website is protectyourchildren.org or protectfrompredators.org, protectfrompredators.org. And the mission of the organization is to protect children from molestation and kidnapping with the tools of education and awareness. And we will accomplish this mission by providing free and not-for-profit and low-cost services to anyone who wants to protect children, regardless of race, creed, color, sex, or religion, or political position. Now, throw that in there. We will work as a team with other not-for-profit organizations to accomplish this mission. Quick highlight again. We're seeing a lot of political stuff on our posts, and that's fine. Everybody's got their view on their political party, but please understand that we will not get in the middle of that. We are apolitical. We are willing to work with anybody who actually really wants to protect children. So we're not going to get in the middle of those arguments and those debates. I've had some comments where we've been tagged and, you know, people are wanting a response on Biden or on Trump. And, you know, we're just not going to get in the middle of that. So please turn your passion toward protecting children. You know, protect, you know, post some stuff that helps to keep kids safe. Put your passion there, because you're not going to get the political debate and the political argument exploding on our posts. And we do monitor that stuff. And as usual, any insults, any threats or anything like that, cursing, bad language will be deleted. Speaking of social media, you can find us on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. And you can find those links on our homepage of our website, protectyourchildren.org, protectyourchildren.org. And we encourage you to follow us on social media so you can keep informed on everything that's going on. And there's important protection information being posted every day on Twitter and Facebook. So you don't want to miss even one of those, because it's all important. So we want to encourage you to do that. So tonight we will have how to teach children what true love is and what it's not, so they'll be safe. We have an excellent, excellent Hero Kids segment tonight. You're going to love that. And we also have episode 6 of Talking with Topher and Topher's mom will be on the episode tonight. So yes, Topher's mother will be on the episode tonight. So we're excited about that. And also our missing person segment will be coming up here in just a couple of minutes. And it's just heartbreaking. I want to encourage you again to visit our website, protectyourchildren.org. Click on the missing persons by state link, and you will see a list of all of the kids that are missing from your state. Take a look over them. Post that link to that page on your social media so other people can see it, and hopefully we can bring some of these kids home. So tonight, we're looking for, this is a very odd case. This doesn't normally happen, but we have a situation where there were two boys taken at the same time. They kind of went away from their middle school and around 1:30 p.m. on February 10th, and this was years ago. This was back in 2005. You say, well, that's so long ago, you know. Listen, we never give up hope. You never give up hope. Just like the whole situation in Cleveland, if you remember some of that story where those girls were being held against their will, and there were many, many, many years that had gone by, and the parents never gave up hope. They continued to pray. They continued to have hope. And wouldn't you know, these girls were found, and they were freed. So we are never going to give up hope. So on our Facebook page and on our Twitter, you'll see the picture of Mark Anthony Degner and Brian Hayes. Mark Anthony Degner and Brian Hayes. These two boys went missing on February 10th of 2005 from Jacksonville, Florida. And the ages that they were when they disappeared was 12 and 13. And they're both Caucasian. And Mark is 5'1". He weighs 100 pounds. He's got brown hair, hazel eyes. And Brian Hayes is also Caucasian, 5'3", 150 pounds, blue eyes, and red hair. Now, the circumstances are very strange. It says here, the circumstances are Mark and Brian were last seen leaving Paxton Middle School in Jacksonville, Florida on February 10, 2005. They have not been seen or heard from since their disappearance. Both boys are in need of medication. Mark's photo is shown age progressed to 27, and Brian's photo is shown age progressed to 25 by the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. And again, you can Google their names, and you can see their pictures, or you can visit our social media, and you'll see their pictures listed there. And here's how the situation went down. It says, in 2005, Mark Degner and Brian Hayes were seen leaving Paxton Middle School around 1:30 on February 10th. One of the children made a disturbance so the other could get out of class, and the two simply walked out of the school and out of the baseball grounds, says Mark's aunt. The boys were never seen after that. It has been 12 and a half years, and it seems that Mark and Brian disappeared into thin air, but people don't just disappear. Sergeant Dan Jansen with the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office Cold Case Unit says this case is unique. Though it is considered cold, it is a missing persons case, not a homicide. It's not a homicide, so they are still actively looking for these two boys, which are now men. We hold on to hope, just like the families, that these two boys will one day be found alive in some kind of care, the sergeant said. It's hard to fathom, but Mark and Brian are no longer boys. Rather, they're men in their 20s. They were said to be funny, and they love animals. Mark was said to have spoken with a thick southern drawl, and Brian loved flowers. But they could very easily be different people now. There is one thing that hasn't changed. Both families wanted their boys home safe. When Mark did not come home on February 10, 2005, his mother reported him missing. Brian lived in the Daniel House, which is a group home. He is bipolar, and his mother described him as a few years younger than his age and his mental capacity. She did not find out he was missing until the following day when his caseworker called. We really missed him at Christmas time because he was the one that always wanted to decorate the Christmas tree, and he did a beautiful job of it, says Brian's mother. She added that Brian's brothers have also missed him deeply, and the family still thinks about Brian often. For 12 years, the cold case unit has followed tip after tip in an attempt to locate Mark and Brian and reunite them with their families. We are going to treat this like a missing persons case until we can't treat this like a missing persons case, Sergeant Jansen said. They even traced the reported sighting of one of the boys to South Florida. Detectives drove down, but unfortunately it did not pan out. With the recent arrest of Ron Hyde, who was charged with the 1994 murder of Fred Laster, came a tip. Hyde had worked at the Jacks Beach Sanctuary, and there was a connection there with the boys. But like the other tips, this one did not pan out either. We just hold on to hope, like their families do, and we're hoping for a safe recovery someday, said the sergeant. I honestly believe in my heart if Mark and Brian had the ability and the free will to let us know they're okay, there's not a doubt in my mind that they would do so. So unfortunately, the reality sets in that they are very likely being held against their will. Both families want Mark and Brian to know it's okay to reach out to the families or law enforcement. Mark and Brian are in no trouble. All parties just want to know that they are safe and they want to be reunited. So if you know anything about where Mark Degner or Brian Hayes is, please call the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office at 904-630-0500 or Crime Stoppers at 866-845-TIPS. So those numbers again, Jacksonville Sheriff's Office, 904-630-0500 or Crime Stoppers at 866-845-TIPS if you have any information. But definitely check out their pictures on our social media or on Google. Read about the story. You know, you never know if you might have some information. Maybe you recognize one or two of these boys, especially if you're in the Jacksonville area or really anywhere in Florida, since there was a sighting, reported sighting in South Florida. So I encourage you to do that. And it's heartbreaking. I mean, there's so many. We could do show after show after show after show on the kids that are missing. And it's a scary reality. It's a sobering reality. But there is a problem with child trafficking in this country. Florida is a hot spot for child trafficking. Sex trafficking, human trafficking is very big down in Florida. There are a lot of kids that go missing in those circumstances. And there's other kids that run away. And there's other that are just straight up kidnapped and they're being held against their will. This does happen. So it is so important to know where your kids are at all times. You know, we went over some of the stuff last week about, you know, Topher learned this actually, you know, that you don't want to just be texting with your kids. You know, you want to call them when they're not around you for a long period of time. Make the call. They need to be answering that phone because anybody could be texting, right? So you want to hear their voice and you want to know that they're all right. There are location services on phones. You can make sure that those are turned on so you know where your kids are at all times. Know who they're spending time with. Know exactly what they're doing, where they're going. And the kids will say it's nosy, but you got to keep them safe. You've got to keep the kids safe. And parents, it's hard. It's a scary thing to have to think about every day. And you certainly don't let it hold you down. You know, you have to go about your business and you got to go about your jobs and you got to pay the bills and you have to do what you do. But what ends up happening is you end up training yourself to look for the things that are out of place. And it becomes just second nature. You spot it, you see it, you recognize it. And that's really what needs to happen. So we're going to continue to pray that these two boys are found and have hope along with the families and the friends that are missing these children. Mark Anthony Degner and Brian Hayes, missing from Jacksonville, Florida since 2005. And we're not giving up hope. And we ask that you would go look at their pictures, share their information, share the posters online, do whatever you can, because the more they get seen, the more people that remember the story, see their pictures, the better chance that they may be found. So thank you for that. So tonight, for our news segment, this is going to be kind of a lengthy little news segment, but I want to read something. And it's brought to you by Bark. And if any of you guys follow us on social media, you know that we highly recommend Bark. Bark is not your favorite dog. It's not the tree outside. Bark is a parental monitoring app that you can download from the Google Store, Google, or iTunes. And it is a fantastic app. It does, I think there's a small fee, you know, a monthly fee for it. but it will monitor your kid's messages, your kid's apps. You can put restrictions on it. And so Bark has a whole team of people that pose as kids, and they do this to trap online predators. And when I saw this article, it just blew my mind. There's so much information in here, and I wanted to make sure that I can get it to you guys. So it starts out like this. The name of the article is, I'm 37, and I pose as children online to identify sexual predators. Here's what parents should know. So in 2019 alone, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children received more than 20,000 reports of suspected online enticement and unwanted explicit material sent to a child. The year before, the Pew Research Center found that almost a third of girls ages 15 to 17 said they had received unwanted explicit images online. Sloan Ryan, who uses a pseudonym to protect her privacy, leads the special projects team at BARC, a monitoring service that alerts parents when kids might be in danger online. BARC also offers content monitoring and web filtering services to schools. In this article, she gives a behind-the-scenes look into the harrowing work of posing as an underage girl to discover possible sexual predators who abuse minors, turning the evidence over to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and law enforcement. She also shares what parents should know on how to keep their children safe. Quote, listen, baby, all I want is a video of you lifting up your shirt and running your hand across your stomach. You can do that for me, can't you? Unquote. My 37-year-old self would gladly tell this person in my Instagram DMs where to go and how fast to get there. Amen to that. But I am currently playing the role of an 11-year-old sixth grader who is being swiftly and methodically groomed by an online predator. Sometimes these messages start innocently enough. Predators might say they're talent scouts or photographers or even 12-year-old girls looking to be friends with my persona. But then it's suddenly all too clear that their goal is sexual grooming. They want to fulfill their own sexual desires via video chat, or they want to collect child sex abuse material, which is obviously referred to as child porn. But pornography can imply consent, okay, to trade or sell to other people. Or maybe they want to rope her into a sadomasochistic relationship or meet up to abuse her in person or even traffic her in sexual trafficking. While these messages still horrify me every time I get them, she says, at BARC, the tech company where I work, we see them sent to actual kids all the time. This project is a natural extension of the work our company does on a daily basis to help keep kids safe by monitoring their online activity for potential dangers like cyberbullying, suicidal ideation, self-harm, and sexual predation. Although my personas for this project may be fictitious, the kids who are being contacted by predators at this very moment aren't. And BARC does this difficult work to help parents and schools understand the terrifying reality that they may face. You're already seeing that this is a very real situation that kids are dealing with almost on a daily basis. She says, my personas have ranged in age, socioeconomic status, family dynamics, racial background, and hair color, but the abuses they experience online are always largely the same. They are all inevitably met with a barrage of perverse requests, horrific messages, and graphic images. While it's my face and body that are manipulated with the help of a dynamite graphic design team to become these personas, there are several of us on BARC's special projects team, which was created to dedicate time and resources to this work seeking to uncover predators. We create the fictitious tweens and teens, build out their backstories, field incoming messages, communicate each person's persona voice, and identify potential perpetrators. First, can I just give these guys a hand? I mean, this is what we need. These predators need to know that there's good people out there, and they're watching, and they're going to get you. And when they do, you're going to be sorry. She says, the work is undoubtedly taxing. Well, we'll spend hours in BARC's Atlanta office working on the project, and then at the end of the day, we'll head home to our own families. I'll pull off the kids' clothes I wore for images and video calls with perpetrators and change back into clothes more age appropriate for a 37-year-old. I'll turn off my work phone. I'll drive home. I'll kiss my kids goodnight, and then I'll turn my phone back on so I can work a little bit more. The truth is, a lot of these perpetrators have the same schedule as I do, she says. They go to work. They come home. They have dinner with their families. They help their kids with homework, tuck them into bed, and then log into social media to find a child with whom to communicate with. Some nights that child is me, an adult collecting evidence, but much more often than not, these perpetrators are sexually and psychologically abusing children without ever being in the same room as them. In some instances, conversations such as, quote, are you happy, pretty girl, unquote, can escalate to a barrage of messages from someone claiming to be 26 years old, texting, quote, you owe me more, unquote, and who requests revealing pictures. Within as few as 30 minutes, they may already be using controlling language and behavior, possibly laying the groundwork for my persona to potentially become his or her next victim. It's hard to stomach the fact that there are so many dangers like this online. It's easy to feel overwhelmed or powerless against it. We're the first generation of parents to raise kids in the age of smartphones. I love that technology affords us access to knowledge and experiences and the ability to keep in touch with loved ones. But those same avenues are also being used to abuse children. As parents and guardians, we can make a huge difference in helping to keep our kids safe online and in real life. And here are some critical information, tips, and resources that can help. It's crazy, right? I mean, the fact that they have these monsters out there, and they're crawling all over the place, and they're searching, and they're looking for the child that's not ready, not prepared, not educated, not aware. They're looking for the parent that isn't educated or aware of what to look for. So she says, locking down accounts is only half the battle. Enabling privacy settings and controlling your child's access to devices are both important, but they aren't the only things you need to do to help keep your kids safe online. Privacy settings can be changed with the switch of a toggle, and making an account private does not prevent a predator from messaging a child. Someone can still DM direct message on Instagram, for example, even if the two accounts aren't following each other or if one or both is private. This is something that Instagram could do something with. Hello, Facebook, are you listening? She says, have frequent and open conversations with your child. Life in the digital world moves fast, and it's crucial to have continuing conversations with your child about their devices and how they use them, who they're talking to, and the things they see online. Make check-ins frequent and informal so they become a part of your family's day-to-day life. Many families use a tech contract to help facilitate these conversations. Establish expectations and lay down ground rules. And finally, let your child know that they can come to you for help. Every parent hopes that if their child encounters an online predator, their child will tell them. But it's not always easy for survivors to talk about what they've been through. And these conversations can be especially difficult to have with a close family member. It's important to make it clear to your children that they can always come to you. They need to know that you will love them, support them, help them, and not blame them, no matter the circumstance. We recommend that you download the Bark app from Google Play or the iTunes Store. They are not a sponsor. They don't donate anything. We're not doing this to drum up business for them. We're doing this because we believe it's a great app. They're a great company, and they're doing a lot of great work, so I encourage you to check out their app and help keep your kids safe. It's a tough, tough world we live in, but at the same time, we are not powerless. We have weapons called education and awareness. We have the tools that we need. We have the knowledge. We have other great organizations that are out there like BARC that are doing a lot of great work. And by all working together, we can help protect kids and help keep them safe. And certainly we need your help to do that. So if you want to call on the show, 563-999-3645, 563-999-3645 is the call-in number. And you can also chat. Live chat is open. And you can also visit us on our website, protectyourchildren.org, and reach out to us that way if there's anything that you think we may be able to help you with. Or if you want to find out ways that you can help spread the word and help get this information out to thousands and thousands of people, you can find out many different ways that you can help us do that by visiting our website, protectyourchildren.org. All right. Keep your kids safe online. Speaking of keeping kids safe, our hero kid tonight, 6 years old, saves his sister from a violent dog attack. Now, some of you may have seen this before. I had not heard about this, and when I was looking for hero kids, I came across this story, and it is incredible. This child, absolutely selfless, absolutely fearless, was going to do anything to protect his little sister. And I'll tell you, if you have a hero child, or if you know of a hero child, one that goes above and beyond the difference in the lives of people, please let us know. We will highlight that child on our next program. Just reach out to us from the website or from Facebook or Twitter, or even leave a comment on YouTube if you'd like, and we will definitely get back to you. So let's get into tonight's hero kid saves his sister from a violent dog attack.
It is time for the highs and lows of the week, and our first high goes to a 6-year-old boy named Bridger Walker, who proved superheroes exist in real life when he saved his little sister during a very scary incident. Bridger and his 4-year-old sister were playing at a friend's house in Wyoming when a dog charged at them. Bridger stepped in front of his sister to protect her, an act of bravery that likely saved her life, but landed Bridger in the hospital with some 90 stitches in his face. We are happy to report he is okay and recovering at home. Sitting at his son's bedside at the hospital, Bridger's father asked the boy why he did it. Bridger replied, "If someone had to die, I thought it should be me." He is 6 years old. As Bridger's story of heroism spread around the world, he began to hear directly from some of the movie superheroes he loves. Among them, a man we spoke to here just a few minutes ago, Chris Evans, a.k.a. Captain America.
Captain America here. How you doing, buddy? So I read your story. I saw what you did. Now, I'm sure you've heard a lot of this over the last couple days, but let me be the next one to tell you, pal, you're a hero. What you did was so brave, so selfless. I'm going to send you an authentic Captain America shield because, pal, you deserve it. Keep being the man you are. We need people like you.
Way to go, Chris. Bridger also received calls from Iron Man star Robert Downey Jr. and Spider-Man Tom Holland, who invited Bridger to the set of that next movie. Those guys were lucky to talk to the real-life superhero. You are the man, Bridger. Our first...
Yeah. Isn't that incredible? This little boy, 6 years old, his little sister's like 4, right? And this dog comes charging after her, and he steps in between the dog and her and takes all the bites to his face. And when they asked him why he did it, he said, "If someone was going to die, it might as well be me." Is that absolutely powerful? And I, you know, it's not only with kids, but if we had more people in the world that would respond that way, the whole world would be a much better place. So props and applause to this 6-year-old hero. And he is our hero kid of the week. We're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to jump into how to teach your kids what true love is and what it is not, so they will be safe from predators. And also Talking with Topher, episode 6. We get to hear from Topher's mom, and we're going to find out, did Topher's dad come and play ball with him? We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Imagine the world as a bully-free place where kids could be themselves without all the judgment. Where students wouldn't laugh at each other and kids would stop being bystanders and stick up for one another. Where cyberbullying isn't a thing. Imagine a world where there was a change. Where kids can feel accepted and where bullying wasn't a thing. Stop bullying and be the change you want to see in the world.
We do everything we can to protect our kids. When 1 in 9,800 children drown and 1 in 360 suffer a bike injury, it's only natural to do what we can to prevent anything bad from happening. But did you know that 1 in 3 girls and 1 in 5 boys is sexually abused before the age of 18? Like wearing a helmet, prevention through education is the most important thing we can do to protect our children.
Glad you stuck with us through that break. The call-in number is 563-999-3645. 563-999-3645 if you want to call in. And also the live chat is open. You can join us in the chat room and pose questions, comments, or anything you want to add to the show. You can join us in the chat. That is also open right now. Our website is protectyourchildren.org, protectyourchildren.org. And also our social media, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, and you can find direct links to those on the homepage of our website. So how do you teach kids what true love is? You know, some of us are still trying to figure out what true love is, right? I mean, we've seen the movies, you know, we've seen Titanic, you know, which has got that absolutely beautiful love scene on the end of the boat with the sun setting and the, you know? And we're like, wow, these people are really in love, you know? But of course, you know, they met each other and then like the next day they were having sex in the, you know, the car underneath, you know? And then all of a sudden they love each other with this undying love, right? And Hollywood and the culture and the songs, everything has put it into the minds of kids that the way to be loved is by having sex. You have to have sex with somebody. You have to fool around with somebody, and then they will love you. That seems to be the message. I mean, is there a movie out there somewhere besides, you know, kids' movies? But is there an actual movie somewhere out there that shows people falling in love in a you know, non-sexual way? I don't think that there is, not in recent memory. So how do you combat that? How do you teach your kids that real love is not based upon sex, that it's built upon a whole host of other things? And that's what we want to look at tonight. So I've titled this portion, Sex and Sexual Touching Between an Adult and a Child is Not a Guarantee or a Sign of Love. Sexual touching is not a guarantee or a sign of closeness either. So to the kids, you would say the world and its music, movies, videos, social media, commercials, and TV shows all aim to show you that people, either dating or not, have to be fooling around with sexual ideas or having sex itself to show that they love one another and to make each other feel close and loved. That is nothing but a big fat lie. Once someone is an adult and is aware of the overwhelming feelings of sex and they have the proper knowledge of its areas, then sex can be a wonderful thing shared within the right, godly, and legal boundaries. True love between an adult and a child is not found through sex or sexual touching. It is found in friendship, in trust, in caring, and in doing things together of a good and legal nature. Tell the kids that true closeness and true love will not come about through the touching of your skin or the touching of your private areas. It is not shown through sex or sexual touching. Love and closeness are not found by doing these things. Do not believe what people are saying. Don't be fooled by what the culture is showing you in the TV and the movies and the music. Don't be fooled by the sexual lyrics and how crafty they are. And it makes the, you know, the music makes it sound like that sex between any age sounds so nice. I mean, the kids go to school today and you know, middle school and even younger. And you're hearing stories about kids that are fooling around and trying to have sex in the bathroom. Now, where are they learning that? Okay, I doubt it's the parents. The parents aren't teaching them to do that. No, they're learning it from the culture. They're learning from the music. They're learning it from movies. They're learning it from music. They're seeing it online. Because there's no parental controls on their phones and on their game systems. This is where they're learning it. Kids just aren't born aware of this. They can't be fooled by the sexual lyrics, the music, and the singers aren't telling the kids that the negative effects of getting involved in sex at an early age. They're not telling them the negative effects. They're not telling them what'll happen. So kids, do not let any adult touch you or talk to you in a sexual way. And we do this little thing at our conferences, pre-COVID. We would say to the kids, especially the younger ones, we say, go ahead and touch your arm with your hand. Hey, maybe you want to listen right now. You want to do that. Go ahead, touch your arm with your hand. Slide it up and down your arm. See how it feels? That's kind of nice, right? Now move your hand away and see what happens. You'll notice that the feeling goes away. It was only there for a moment, and then it was gone. True closeness, true love, and true acceptance are found and felt in your heart and not on your private parts. True closeness and love don't just fade away after a few moments. Tell the kids that love is an action word. It's a verb. It's a continual thing. It does not ask you to do what is wrong. It respects you when you say no. Love between two people meets the healthy needs of one another. Love does not force you to do what the other person says to do. Love understands you and cares about you and how you feel. Love does not use your feelings against you in order to get you to do things that you don't want to do. So that's a lot of stuff. I might have to play that back. Well, you can go back and listen to this again, or you can find this information in the protection guidelines that we talk about all the time. It's a free PDF download from our website, protectyourchildren.org. This is all in there. It's all listed. And you can go over it with your kids, and you can teach them and warn them that they're being fooled. You say, okay, well, what can happen? And the kids are saying, well, what can happen if I fool around? What can happen if I get into this at an early age? Now, what? What's the worst thing that can happen? Well, you know, you can get into sexually transmitted diseases. You can get into drama. Does drama not increase once sexual activity has started? Right? Unwanted pregnancies, abortions. The kids aren't thinking about this. What they're thinking about is, I just want to be loved and accepted. So that means I have to be having sex and fooling around with somebody. And that's not so. That's not so. That is not true. People would say, oh, protect your children. They're just a bunch of boomers. What are we going to wait till we get married to have sex? Well, you know, I'll tell you, it's not a bad idea. But you got to warn these kids that just because it looks like it works out fine on TV and the movies and the music and what they see in the videos they're watching online, it's not reality. And any parent that's out there that's been through a tough situation or a broken relationship, and you think back, what was that relationship built on? Was it really built on love? Was it built on a mutual understanding of each other? Was it built on trust and caring and the meeting of each other's needs? Or was it built on sex? And then we wonder why the foundation crumbles from underneath us. And relationships fall apart. yeah, beautiful young women out there, young girls that are trying to do the right thing, and they're trying to stay pure, and they're trying to wait. And you got these predator type guys that are just talking sweet nothings into their ear, telling them how beautiful they are and how they're going to love them forever. See, here's the secret. Scumbag guys know what a girl wants. Security. Compliments. Someone to be there with them. Promise them that they'll never leave. They'll always be there with them. They'll never be alone. And girls know what guys want. And that's sex. So what do? Well, you teach the girls that they can be safe and they can be alone and still make it. You build them up. You teach them confidence. Teach them faith. Teach them hope. Teach them love. What real love is. Teach them that they don't have to have a guy around just to make it through life. That they can be single and be okay. And they can still be happy until they're old enough to make that decision. And the boys, they can find something else to feel good. See, I think the boys have the same problems. They think they're not good enough to get a girl. So they think that they have to build a relationship on sex because it just seems to be easier and it seems to create this instant bond, which doesn't last very long. But teach the kids. Teach them this stuff. Download the guidelines. It's free. It's a PDF. You can download it and go over the information with your children. And especially with Valentine's Day coming up, when it's going to be make-out time everywhere and nothing but wall-to-wall, you know, love movies on all these different channels and love songs. Love, love, love. It's all about love. Who knows what love is? I think our youth today have lost sight of what real love is. And sometimes they're just too afraid to find out what real love is. But parents, you got to teach them. Guardians, teach them. Teach them what real love is. And finally here, and then we're going to get to Topher. Tell the kids, parents, that they can have all the knowledge in the world and be warned by people who love them, but they are the only one who has the power to say no. Tell them they also have the ability to not put themselves in dangerous situations, many that they've probably already seen and heard. Tell them they have the control to not allow themselves to be in a situation with a dangerous adult or another person that's putting them under pressure. It doesn't matter what people have done to you in the past or are doing to you now. Let them know that it was no mistake that they were born. Let them know that the Lord created them for a great purpose and that God gave them an awesome mind to do many wonderful things. Tell the children, don't let anybody use their body as something junky, and don't let people use their mind as their personal playground. Tell them not to let people treat them like a piece of trash and just use them for sex. Because they're worth so much more than that. Tell the kids that God has made everybody different, but still a beautiful creation in His eyes. And who can take away the worth that God gave them? Kids, don't let anybody touch your body in a way that you know isn't right, no matter how right it seems to feel. Mind and body while you're young. And if this is happening, you have to get help now. Think of how many other kids are going through this right now. If you get into premature sex when you're not ready, you'll become much more involved with sexual activity with many people, increasing your risk of diseases like AIDS and herpes. You can end up making babies that you can't take care of, and with a pregnancy that could end in an abortion, which is killing the child. And if this is happening to you by an adult or an older person of the same sex, there's a great chance that you may think that you're gay or lesbian or bisexual because of some activity that you got into before you were ready. There are other feelings involved which cause you to not stop the abuse or stop the situation. Because a lot of kids will feel guilty and they'll say, well, you know, I kind of knew it wasn't right, but, you know, the boy and then, you know, or the girl was so hot and whatever. And then they feel guilty and they feel like they you know, they can't come together. They think they made the mistake now. And, you know, now there's always another chance to start doing it right. We say, kids, respect and protect your body. They are beautiful gifts from God. Parents, you got to counter the culture. You got to counter the culture. These kids go to school, and all they hear is the same type of music and watch the same videos and see the same TikToks and fall into the same traps that's being pushed on them 24/7. It's all about drama. It's all about anger. It's all about fights. It's all about sex. It's all about getting into relationships. And we wonder why the kids can't focus in school, because they're so distracted and so wrapped up in what this culture is trying to teach them. And we make no bones about it. We as an organization are against this culture. This culture is destroying our children. It's created a safe haven for predators. This culture is grooming children to be abused and to be kidnapped and trafficked. It's gone all wrong. And we know that a lot of parents are involved in this culture too. And parents, that's your judgment call. But you know, your kids watch you and they listen to you and they do what you do. And you got to consider that. Because it's a dangerous place out there. But you can still keep your kids safe by educating them, making them aware, and keeping your eyes open, being nosy. So true love. Not about sex. Not about sexual touching. So we encourage you to download the guidelines if you want to share this with your children and go over it again. It's free on our website, protectyourchildren.org. All right. We're going to get to Talking with Topher, episode 6. But before we do that, I want to give you a chance to call in. If anybody wants to call in, 563-999-3645, 563-999-3645. If you have a story you'd like to share or some information to add to the show, please go ahead and call in and we'll get you right here on the air. Live chat room is open. If you want to join the chat, you can do that as well. All right, without further ado, let's get to Talking with Topher, episode 6. Here we go.
Who is it?
It's Chris.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
I am doing good. Thanks. I came by to talk with Topher. Is he home?
He is in his room. Last week, his dad never showed up at the face off to play with him. And when we got home, they got into a big fight. Topher was really angry and had locked himself in his room. He didn't come out for 2 hours.
Wow. I can imagine. That's hard for him.
Yes, it is. I don't know how to get his dad to spend time with him or how to help Topher when he gets angry like that. He went to school the next day and had trouble there, so they assigned him a counselor to talk to when he gets upset at school.
Well, that's good. So now he talks to me and the counselor at school, too.
I'm a bit concerned, though, to be honest.
Well, why is that?
Topher says that the counselor and him will go someplace private to talk. They go for walks outside the school around the property. I am not sure it's safe. I don't know the counselor, but Topher says he really likes him, and the counselor told him that he is special and can come talk to him anytime he wants.
Yeah, no doubt. That can be innocent or concerning. Is it okay if I talk with Topher about it?
Yes, that would be great. Thank you.
Okay, cool. I will wait out here. Please ask him to come outside so we can talk.
Okay.
Topher, good thing to see you. He's outside waiting for you. Okay, I am coming.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, Topher. Sorry to hear your dad didn't show up to play ball with you. I heard you guys had a fight and you even locked yourself in your room.
Well, I was so angry at him. Who keeps getting my hopes up and lowering them down? but I am over it now because I talked to my counselor at school.
Yeah, your mom told me about the counselor. What is your counselor's name?
His name is Jorge.
Did you already know him or met him for the first time the day you had trouble at school?
I have someone around school who hangs around some of the kids at the bill.
Well, when you guys meet to talk, is it in his office?
No, we'll usually go someplace private, and we'll take walks around the outside of the school. Who says that I am special, and who thinks I am really cool?
Oh, well, how long are you and Jorge usually together?
I don't know, maybe for one class. Who said that if I am good, he will tell me how to get lunch, and I get to pick the clothes?
Well, you know, Topher, your mom has to be okay with that. I mean, he should be talking to your mom first and see if it's okay that you and Jorge are alone. She told me she's concerned about it.
Well, when I told her she was really close, why doesn't she want him to help me?
Oh, Topher, I'm sure she does want him to help you. It's just that she doesn't know anything about Jorge.
Well, he is my friend and a nice person. He is so cool. He wouldn't hurt me, so I'm not sure why she is worried.
Topher, do you know that 90% of predators that hurt children are a friend or a family member? It's usually not a stranger unless it's online.
You don't even know him. He is helping me.
Sorry to make you upset, Topher. I mean, he may be a great guy, but don't you think it's a good idea to make sure first?
I mean, I guess so, but how do we do that?
Well, your mom can find out his full name and look to see if he has any criminal charges, and she can talk to the school about how long he has been counseling and see if it's okay that you and him are privately talking and if it's okay that you go outside the school. And she can also tell the school what she is comfortable with.
Is Jorge going to be mad at me?
No, Topher. Your mom will not even mention your name at all.
Wow, wow, wow.
Okay, so I'm going to go talk with your mom for a few minutes and we'll catch up soon, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
Well, Topher's learning. He is learning. And parents, this is a reality. It's based upon true stories. You have to be careful, whether it's a teacher, which we've heard a lot about, or counselors, or, you know, anybody in the school system that gets one-to-one alone time with your child. A lot of times parents don't think about that. They just kind of take it for granted and say, well, the school has probably checked the person out. But we know another stat, that 88% of child predators have not been arrested. 88% have not been arrested. So they're not going to come up on some database. Now, you may be able to do a background check, and we offer those for $5 a piece. This covers our cost of the search databases that we use. And you can request that from our website. And you can uncover other things like DUIs and stuff. I mean, you can't just assume that the school or the church or the Boys and Girls Club or the Boys and Girls, you know, mentoring program or whatever it is, that they've done all their homework. You can't assume that. So it doesn't hurt to look into it for yourself just to kind of see. But parents, you got to set the ground rules. You know, if your child has a counselor at school that they're talking to, you might want to, you know, find out what the circumstances are around that. If they're spending one-to-one time with somebody, you might want to find out the circumstances around that. Oh, sounds like a lot of work. Is it, though? Is it so hard to go to the website of the school and see the names of the people that you know are spending time with your kid and kind of just do a quick check? Just to kind of see. Because there was a real life situation where the school hadn't done a background check. Or there's situations where schools have done background checks. And then something happened after that during the school year. And the school never knew about it. They don't do them throughout the year. So you have to keep your eyes and your ears open. And hopefully, Topher's mom is going to talk to the school, and she's going to say what she's comfortable with and find out if the school's okay with this one-to-one time and this walking around outside. Maybe it's something that they normally do, but I would think they'd have to check with the parents first. What do you think? Guess we're going to find out next week how that turns out and what else is in store for Topher. We want to encourage you to join us on social media. Said it several times. We'll say it several more times. Our videos now have been viewed over 70,000 times. Our guidelines have been downloaded over 1,000 times. Website has just about 3,000 hits. And people are passionate. And parents are getting the information that they need. And our YouTube channel is lagging behind. It's very hard to get subscribers on YouTube, especially with the material that we're covering. But you can help with that by visiting our YouTube channel and sharing our videos, letting people know that we're out there. Because here's the reality. The reality is we're a small organization. We're not going to rescue every kid. And we're not going to protect every child. But we are going to do the best that we can with your help to reach as many parents and kids with education and awareness as we possibly can. And we know we may not find out in this lifetime the extent of how many we protected, but we'll know afterwards. And you may not know, but I can tell you that when you see a new video produced or you hear another radio show each week, that all costs money. We don't get over 70,000 views just because we have 1,400 followers on our Protect Children page now. Now, it's because we pay for advertising. We pay for promoting. And all that comes with the help of generous people. So if you can donate and help us out, it is tax deductible. We are a approved 501c3 nonprofit. As you see from our resources, we do not sell products. We don't make money on anything. Our mission here is to protect kids, keep them safe. So if you can do that, let us know. Via the website, you can make a donation there. Or you can request to have a magnetic decal for your car. You can request us to give you brochures. We'll give you that, that you can hand out. We'll give you pens to hand out. Whatever that you think you can do, just request it. And we'll hook you right up free of charge so you can help us protect kids from predators online and offline. So we thank you for listening tonight. We look forward to you being here next week. And please share the podcast, share the Blog Talk Radio channel here, share the videos, share the tweets, share the Facebook posts, and let's continue to work together to protect as many kids as we possibly can. So we thank you for listening. Until next week, stay focused, keep protecting.